Iraq's parliament has been adjourned for a week after it failed to reach agreement on senior appointments during its first session. Parliament convened with 255 deputies out of 328, but only 75 returned after a recess to discuss candidates. An MP for the Coalition of State of Law, Abbas Al-Bayati, suggested to postpone the meeting and vote for the Speaker of the Parliament and his two deputies on another day.
It was postponed because the coalitions were not able to agree upon the candidates, and we cannot agree on the Speaker of Parliament without the President and Prime Minister. And it is a proof that the coalitions are eager to work together. Therefore, it was adjourned for a week, and I believe that 1 week is not enough, and they may need more than 1 week to agree on the three posts.
The first session of the new parliament was headed by the older deputy, Mahdi Al-Hafiz, who was chosen by the Electoral Commission previously.
As a matter of fact, the quorum was complete, but the problem was really there was no an agreement between the representative of the Sunni components concerning who's going to be the Speaker of the Parliament, and that's why they have been given more time to be able to agree upon a personality to represent the Sunni component as a Speaker of the Iraqi Parliament, and therefore, and that's why really it has been postponed till 8th of July next week.
As per the Iraqi constitution, the MPs are supposed to choose the president after the Speaker of the Parliament, and after 45 days a prime minister who will form a unity government. MPs gathered in the parliament could not agree on the candidates for the post. It seems that it needs more than one session to get the political parties in Iraq agree on the names which will occupy the three positions. Rashan Saglam, Press TV, Baghdad.